Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And let me just add our disclaimer. These are not the 5 main topics. These are 5 topics. We ask a lot of questions. Sometimes it's stream of consciousness. Sometimes Mark and I are asking about me cooking brats inside, and sometimes he's asking about Dave the Cat. Most of the time it's about sports, but we mix it up.
5 on it. Last night, Seiya Suzuki hit his 10th home run of the season, tying Kyle Tucker and PCA for the most on the team. But here's the question. Is Seiya Suzuki currently the most underrated athlete in Chicago sports?
I wanted to ask this question to Ian Happ because I thought he might have something good to say about it as well. When you consider that Seiya Suzuki was brought here with fanfare and that his contract was in the neighborhood of $90 million and the responsibility that he had to this team was going to be one where he was expected to be a star. I think when you consider all of those things, and he was also expected to be the best hitter, 5-year contract, $85 million. Sorry, Seiya, I shorted you 5. But there was a $5 million signing bonus. Point is, all of that points to him wanting to be the guy. Either the Cubs wanting him to be the guy, him accepting that he needed to be one of the guys. And if he's going to produce like this and fly under the radar, then yeah, he is underrated. And perhaps the most so in the city right now.
I kind of want to be with you because we didn't realize maybe how good of a season he was having. Got off to a rough start. That home run last night, by the way, the 10th one, it snapped a 42 at bat homeless streak going back to May 1st. So he had almost gone 2 weeks without homering.
See, that's the dichotomy of Seiya Suzuki. Is you expect him to do that stuff, but it doesn't come as consistently as you perhaps would like. And by you, I mean me.
But as I look around, the Cubs, the Bulls, the Bears, the White Sox, the Blackhawks, the Stars. I think there's a case here for Mallory Swanson.
I think there's a case for Alyssa Nair.
You know what? She might be the answer as well. Olympic goaltender, also goaltender for the Stars, no longer red.
She was the 2024 U.S. Women's Soccer Player of the Year. And she's not doing international play anymore. But last week, she got her 50th regular season shutout in the NWSL.
Right. So I think those two players have a better case than Seiya Suzuki because everybody knows who Seiya Suzuki is. And a lot of people know who Mallory Swanson is because she's married to Dansby Swanson. But before she was married to Dansby Swanson, she was doing big things.
Additionally, I think she was out for personal reasons and people got worried.
Absolutely.
We wanted to know what was going on. I'm not going to tell you about the first trimester of a pregnancy. I'm going to let my friends do that for everybody because it sounds really bad at times and very much so to the point where you can't be a professional athlete if you're dealing with morning sickness, if you're dealing with illness that comes with it. So I was thrilled when I heard the news that she and Dansby announced that. I think that's fantastic.
So I think the answer to the question, though, is no. I don't think he's the most underrated athlete in Chicago sports. You could go with either of those soccer players. I mean, you score the gold medal winning goal in a 1-0 game. Yeah.
Might be Camila Cardoso, actually.
She hasn't done enough yet.
Consider where she was picked.
She hasn't done enough yet. She hasn't done enough yet. I looked into the sky, and I was like, no.
You looked to the sky?
Yeah. If Kennedy Carter was still on the team, that'd be something I would say. But no, the answer to the question is no.
All right. Five
on it. Cubs center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong was seen pregame Monday wearing a Mariah Carey t-shirt. What Mariah Carey song most aptly describes PCA and the Cubs?
I mean,
don't do that. No.
Wait, what do you mean? Don't do what?
I can't listen to that music right now.
But that's the shirt he had on said, "All I want for Christmas is you." That's what the shirt was that he was wearing when he was taking batting practice.
Mariah's like, "Hey, it's 6 months until my holiday." Like, Mariah's vibe about the Christmas thing is hilarious. She's taken it over in only a way that she can.
I feel like this song, though, you can listen throughout the year. It's that much of a bop to me.
Okay, so what's your answer?
Can
we go around the horn on this one specifically?
Yep. You know what I really decided? At first I thought it was Visions of Love, but that's a little too intense. It's Emotions by Mariah Carey.
Because he's giving you all the emotions. And you
deeper
went old school
than
Mariah.
We've ever dreamed of. You know what I mean?
Can you hit that note?
No.
In Emotions?
Are you kidding? If I did that, I'd be working a different job.
Okay. All right, so I want to go last. So Robbie, what's your... Do you know who Mariah Carey is?
Yes,
I
know.
Are you familiar with her discography?
Yes. She's like my Santa Claus.
Hey, it's a great Santa Claus.
The Ray off mic.
You could hear him laughing through Robbie's mic.
How much do you love Mariah Carey, Robbie?
I don't think she was necessarily in my time frame, but you know, I've gone back and I've listened to it, and the song that I think fits the most is We Belong Together.
Oh.
I think the Cubs are saying that to PCA and Kyle Tucker. Hey, come on us. We Belong Together.
I believe that's from the Emancipation of Mimi, I believe is the album. That
Shake It
from.
Off is also from that album.
Listen, there's a lot of songs that apply. What do you got, Ray?
Okay, I'm going kind of like in the same realm as Robbie here. This is a 1992 Mariah Carey hit that top number five on at number five on the charts. Make It Happen, because the Cubs need to pay that man.
Make It Happen.
Make It Happen.
Make It Happen. Yeah. Okay. All right. I
gotta look up those lyrics.
Yo, that's a great call, Ray. I didn't even think about Make It Happen. It's got like the gospel choir type feel to it.
Also, didn't the High Note on Emotions like set off garage openers and stuff?
That would not surprise me. That would not surprise.
Not more than 3 short years ago, I was abandoned and alone. So were the Cubs! Without a penny to my name, so very young and afraid. No proper shoes upon my feet. Sometimes I couldn't even eat. I often cried myself to sleep. But still, I had to keep on going. Oh, this is good. Good job, Ray.
All right, so for me, and I went back and forth between like four different songs. One of them you guys have mentioned. Listen.
Did Ryan Port just come in and tell you to stop playing Christmas music?
We played the music too long.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
That one song. Sorry, Mariah. Don't come for us.
All right. I'm going to say bye-bye. Mariah Carey's bye-bye.
I was like, bye-bye-bye.
No, not that. Because
I know that I can't take no more.
That man has 10 home runs, and he's going to hit 30. Everybody just needs to get on board with the idea that Pete Crow Armstrong is going to get 30, and he's going to get his 9-figure contract. As I tried to tell you all at the beginning of the season, just go ahead and pay that man. It's costing them money every time. The 75, like, I get it, the idea of it, but just pay him real money, and then you can save money.
He doesn't want a lot this offseason. This is all he's asking for.
Listen, yeah, so bye-bye. That's the thing that, yeah.
He just wanted you to know.
Mm-hmm.
Third question. Celtic star Jason Tatum had to be carried off the court late in the fourth quarter during Game 4 of the Eastern Conference semifinals after suffering a non-contact lower leg injury. How much does Tatum's injury change the NBA title race?
Celtics are cooked!
Is that a hot take, or is that just you seeing what down 3-1 usually means in the NBA playoff series?
If you know me, you know I have an affinity for Tibbs and the Knicks. That's all.
Are they taking the title?
No, I don't think so.
Are they getting out of the East?
Maybe.
Okay.
I thought that last year was the Knicks' year. Not to like necessarily do a lot, but just to be out there.
They had too many injuries. Just to be, exist in the playoff space?
Like, show some people some things. And I got into the whole Jalen Brunson thing. You know, he went to Stevenson, obviously. That's connective. But at the same time, I just really appreciated the entire concept of that team. And also Tibbs getting some redemption that he frankly deserves. So if you're going to hustle like this, if you're going to have that Villanova connection, if you're going to play like this and just bring out the lunacy of fandom that is the crowd outside of Madison Square Garden, then I'm into all of it. I want the chaos. I want Side Talk doing videos. I want Jalen Brunson to get tears on the court when the crowd chanted MVP at MSG last year. I'm into it. So I also think, though, that that was a horrible injury. You were the first one to say that you thought the Celtics were not as good as everybody else did.
Yeah, I've been saying that.
You were actually giving credit to Cleveland, but the 3-1, and yeah, I have some bias here, but I don't really care.
And so we have the injury to Donovan Mitchell as well. We don't know if he'll be able to play.
And if everybody comes back and the Celtics do too, and it's like, see, Layla, you thought they were cooked. Okay, yeah, I did. I did.
Stand on it.
I'll accept it. I'll accept all of it.
Stand on it, because it makes you taller when you stand on it. So just stand on it. I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
And yeah, for the Knicks to be, I thought last year was the Knicks' year to be out there. Like, well, that doesn't even make sense.
And guess what? They got Kat, and now they're still out there.
It makes sense if you watch the team, but it doesn't make sense otherwise.
And they could be out there, and they could be playing the Wolves in the NBA Finals. That's a real thing that
I
could happen.
I just like how anti it all is. Like, it's very anti-establishment NBA. I'm into it.
Okay, so I say it'll affect in this way. I think the Knicks and Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals will be a beautiful thing. And I'm really disappointed the Cavs didn't live up to the hype that I thought they were, because they had injuries early in the series. But what happened on Sunday is inexcusable. Inexcusable. To be down 41 at the half, inexcusable. So, yeah, that's how it changes things. Five
on it. The talk of social media has been the idea that the NBA draft lottery is rigged. This after the Mavericks won the number one overall pick and the right to draft Duke phenom Cooper Flagg, the presumed top selection in the NBA draft. Dallas was hit with lottery luck just 3 months and 11 days after their much maligned decision to trade superstar Luka Doncic to the Lakers. What's your favorite sports conspiracy theory?
It's not a conspiracy theory if it's true. The NBA draft is rigged!
Really?
Yep.
Even though we know that it's not, you're going to just say it is.
Yeah, I understand that Vincent Goodwill and all these logical thinkers who've seen the process.
They've literally witnessed it happen. And they obviously signed the affidavit or whatever, the non-disclosure, and then they watch it's revealed.
Let's go back to the original exhibit that was presented, not only by Brandon Fryer earlier today, but also in our group thread, right? Can we just go back to that and talk about how, after every major trade, what did we see happen? The team who traded that major star for no reason suddenly got the first pick in the NBA draft lottery the next season.
We're really doing this?
CP3 ring a bell. Zion Williamson. What about even the second overall pick sometimes? You know, did anybody expect Ja Morant to get drafted in 2019 by the Grizzlies at the time? Didn't they have outrageous chances? But were there also financial situations that were plaguing the Grizzlies at the time? Next thing you know, you get Ja, you're in the playoffs. Now you're singing songs from Hustle and Flow as a crowd. Interesting how all that went down.
Also, like, these conspiracy theories, they go back to like 85 with Patrick Ewing.
Frozen envelope.
Yeah.
Here we go. The Cavs won the lotto immediately after LeBron left. The Pelicans won the lotto immediately after the CP3 trade. The Pelicans won the lotto again immediately after the Anthony Davis trade. And the Mavericks win it immediately after Luka.
That's just chance.
And LeBron James was the one who said, hey, I ended up in Cleveland. D. Rose ended up in Chicago. What are the odds?
And LeBron has often talked
very
about
low,
this.
By the
and
way.
Because he has, I'm also on board.
It's not. All right, so what used to be my...
I'm not into the NFL script. That's the one that I think is a little ridiculous.
That's been ongoing.
Whoa. But the draft lottery?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Prove this wrong on the draft lottery.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Layla.
The Hawks, even.
Because my old theory, conspiracy theory, was that Paul Pierce defecated on himself. And that's why he had to get the wheelchair out off the court. Remember that in the playoffs?
Oh, yes.
And it was a conspiracy theory, but it turned out to be true because Paul Pierce admitted as such. So I can't really lean on that as my conspiracy theory anymore. But I will say this. It's hard to watch these games with these officials and not believe that there isn't some messaging going on with the league and the officials in different leagues.
I was going to say, are you talking about the NBA or talking about the NFL?
Talking about the NBA, the NFL, and the MLB, and maybe even the NHL. I don't know. But that's
conspiracy. Like the shots that Connor Bedard takes, and then the officials are just like, oh, I didn't see anything. What do you mean?
I think there is a degree of scripting that we don't want to. I'm not saying it's WWE, formerly known as WWF, lost the lawsuit. But there's a degree of scripting that goes on. And I think the players are playing, unless they're point shaving. But the officials can affect games in different ways throughout.
Listen, I'm here to tell you right now that I watched that Rockets and Mavericks series in 2005 in the playoffs. And even I was like, wow, those are some interesting non-calls the Mavericks are getting or some calls that they're getting. And even I was a little concerned because some of those games came down to like a mere free throw.
Do you want my alternate conspiracy theory?
And you know what happened in those? Tim Donaghy.
Well, he is a cheater. He literally get paid to do the things that he did. Went to prison for it.
There were a lot of people who talked about how those games were suspicious. Ultimately, they were correct.
My alternate conspiracy theory, since we're here, Draymond Green doesn't always mean to do what he does.
Didn't he choke slam a guy?
He meant that one, but
that was like 5 minutes ago.
He is a victim of his own resume, and he isn't always guilty as people think. He's always trying to do the bad thing. Sometimes he's not. But hey, you got to take the good.
You
and
think
take the
all
bad.
The kicks and what Mark Gurdy would describe as the ding ding are not all
the
on
nether
purpose?
Region. I just don't think they're all there.
Last question. Someone among us forgot their wallet today.
It was me.
Yeah, that person was Marshall.
Yeah, yep. I forgot my wallet.
But here's the question. What's the one item you can't leave the house without? The one item.
I forget my wallet all the time on purpose. I don't want people thinking I carry anything of consequence. The phone can be backed up and it's locked immediately. So it is indeed my phone.
So phone. Phone over everything?
Yep.
Okay.
If people need my ID, sorry.
I think it's... Well, yeah, what did you say? If someone needs your ID, you just go back home and get it?
Yeah. That's life in the city, kids.
What if you're far away from where you live?
Well, then I'll take my ID in advance. But the one thing I don't leave my house without ever? Telephone. Because guess what happens if I forget my key if I live in a building with a guard?
But if you don't live in a building with a guard, because keys is my answer. So the best thing about my apartment complex that I live in now is that you can't lock the door without putting the key in on the outside to lock the door. And I always think about how at my when I lived in Sacramento, I would always lock my keys, and it was annoying because
Door would lock automatically.
Well, I would lock it thinking I had my keys, like just the little twist on the doorknob on the inside. And then when you close it, obviously it's locked. But right. I thought I had my key, and I didn't.
I thought this was the other way. I thought you needed the key to lock it.
No, you do here. I'm saying my last residence before where I live now.
And the door locked from the inside.
I'm with you now.
But now you cannot lock the door without locking it from the outside. And if without that, I would have paid for a locksmith at least two or three times in my time in Chicago. So I think keys is the number one answer there.
Also, I love days where I don't buy anything. Those are the best days.
But you can buy... I could just have my watch and buy something with the Apple Pay on my watch.
Get this. I have my watch connected to my CTA pass.
Yeah, Ventra, right?
So then I look like Inspector Gadget. I'm like, boop, boop. And then it's like, boom, go. Huh. And then I do. And nothing happened. And people just look at me like, why did your arm just set off the CTA? And I'm like, because I'm bionic. You know what that didn't require?
Or you're Michael Knight.
A wallet. Danger Ghost Rider.
Yeah, still need that ID though, because I couldn't get into this building without my badge. So
you got in.
I had to get Ryan Porth to let me in. It was very much like the kid calling his dad, like, hey, can you let me in?
Oh, yeah, I've done that with Ray. I'm like, Ray, forgot my badge. Can I get back in?
And then they're mad because, like, oh, you don't have ID either? I was like, it was all in my wallet.
Yeah, me too. Same. Also, like, why am I trying to get into a lame-ass office building?
I like the protection, though.
I do like this building, too. But let's be honest, this is not where I'm trying to sneak in. Backstage at a show, different story.
Miss the Wells Fargo Center.
So all that this has taught me is that the NBA lottery is rigged.
Well, that's what I know someone's opinion I want on that.
Oh, off the top rope.
Let's go.
Next up, it is the man, the myth, the legend, the force. That is Joe Calley. I want to know his conspiracy theory, too. You know he's got one. That's next on the...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, I'm asking for fans of patience because we're in the first year of that transition. I thought that the way we finished the year shows some promise. It's hard to win games in this league and to finish 15-5. Yeah, it's not a victory lap, but I think there's some positives.
Picking 12th in the NBA draft will be the Chicago Bulls.
It's a good way to set up our next guest as we go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is time for Joe Calley, the Bulls Sun-Times beat writer, and the man who can finally tell me if the NBA draft lottery is rigged. It felt that way, Joe.
You know what? I mean, this is what this country's come down to. Everything's got to be a conspiracy. Like, there's billions of dollars at stake here. I hardly think that the NBA said, you know what? We want the epicenter of NBA basketball to be down in Texas with San Antonio and Dallas and Houston. So I was thrilled for Dallas. I like a GM who takes big swings, sometimes swings and misses, but this guy has swung for the fences for a couple of years now and has gone through the ringer the last couple months for a deal that I still didn't think is as bad as everyone thought it was. And the reward for being an aggressive guy and for looking to make instant change is Cooper freaking Flagg. So God bless the Dallas Mavericks. and the NBA god smiling upon him. But conspiracy theories, I'm not much into those.
Joe Cowley, I did not know you were on Team Nico. Okay, I have people jumping on my bandwagon. I was like, could he have gotten more? Yes. Was Anthony Davis a guy that he should get to try to keep winning? Absolutely. I am on board. We are aligned, sir, and I appreciate that. And that being said, I think we're aligned on the Bulls, too, and where they stand, which is they're sitting down right now. Is that how you see things?
Sitting down. They're on one knee.
Oh.
They are down on one knee because they know that they are stuck in mediocrity for the next 5 years. And it's their own fault. I mean, they created this philosophy, this failing philosophy of building a team out, of playing with pace. The only thing they've done well is change the shot profile to shoot more threes. Because as the playoffs have shown us, you need superstar talent, not 10 guys. That doesn't work. You're playing with pace is a cute little gimmick for the regular season and might get you to the 40-win plateau. But as the playoffs have shown us, this is about physicality. This is about what you could do in a half-court set. This is foxhole-type guys. They don't have many of them. Everything AK is doing from a philosophical standpoint, besides upping the three-point shooting, is wrong, 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 and you deserve what you get.
Joe, that is where I sit with this. And Marshall, just so you're aware, poor Joe had to join me the day after the Luka trade on one of the solo shows I hosted way back. And the question that Joe asked when Kyrie was healthy at the time was, what if they get to the finals? To which I yelled back at Joe, they're not going to get to the finals.
You got lucky because Kyrie got hurt. We'll never know what could have happened.
And then the first person I thought of in the possibility of the Mavericks going to the finals whenever I saw that news was who? The man on the phone right now. So I appreciate you going full circle with us on all of that. But the bigger picture that I wanted to also illustrate, Joe, is that you don't want, as an organization, the difference between one coin flip to be the first and the 12th pick in the draft. They had some say in this if they wanted to.
Oh, it's not even that. I mean, that's the gut punch, the instant reaction that I think a lot of people are talking about. To me, the gut punch came at 2 and 3 with San Antonio and Philadelphia, because you were in their zip code when you traded Zach LaVine and they were contemplating shutting guys down, whether it was injuries or more, you know, like there's some people that think Joel Embiid, if they were a 4 seed, would have played through that knee, possibly. You know, obviously the Wemby thing, you have to shut that down with the blood cloth. But we saw Lillard come back quickly, quicker than expected. Could Wemby have? Who knows? But you saw organizations that said in February, we see the tunnel, we see the big picture, we see what's at stake here. And you have to understand draft talent. And when a class has talent, that it's worth pulling the reins on. Arturas doesn't recognize that. He just goes forward, forward, forward. And, you know, everyone's like, well, look, you know, look what they did at number 11 last year at Modest. Again, that is you not understanding the draft. There was no difference between number 1 and number 15 in that draft last season. This draft was way different. There was, to me, a generational game changer that I put in the same breath as better than Wemby, will be more impactful than Wemby. I probably have to go back to, he won't ever be LeBron, but as far as his all-around skill set and his mindset, it's very LeBron-esque. And then you go, well, 2, 3, 4, 5 also could be special. So maybe we want to dip in that pool. No, we want to make sure we go 15-5 and get our asses beat by Miami and make sure butts are in the seats. That's never a question. And just worry about building the team out because we trust our draft process, which they've hit one time in really the last 5 years. So, again, I don't feel sorry for them. This is their aired way of thinking, and now it's kind of come to roost.
I want to make sure I heard you right, Joe. You said Cooper Flagg, in your opinion, will be better than Wemby?
I think Cooper Flagg will be better than Wemby. I think Cooper Flagg will be the face of the NBA in the next 5 years.
Wow.
Okay, so that's big. Now, here's my issue with the way they're handling things right now. There's no indication that there will be a hard left or even a soft left or a soft right. it sounds like we're going to do this all again next year with another very talented draft class and be right back in this exact same situation where we're hoping and praying that maybe the Bulls could get somebody with a 1% or 2% or 3% chance to get up into the number one spot. And of course, a single digit chance to get a top four pick.
Yeah, I mean, there's Peterson, there's AJ DeBonsa, there's Boozer's, one of the twins. I mean, and again, the one thing AK doesn't do is when he speaks publicly, he very seldom lies. So when he is saying that our mentality is still to win as many games as possible, that's not going to change. It's not like hard lessons were learned this offseason. If anything, extensions will be given this offseason. They'll likely be secret extensions because that's the way the Bulls operate. But because they got to the play-in and because they feel like, well, we've changed the shot profile, we've made a more exciting style of basketball, let us see this thing through. You can guarantee that extensions will be given. I just see them. They painted themselves in the corner with this roster. Where it gets interesting is what 26 offseason looks like, not draft wise, but because of all the expiring contracts that will be coming off. You know, who do they move come February? Who do they try and move come July when free agency starts? But for the most part, I think we're just going to see same old as far as this roster and this mentality from this organization.
Joe, what does see things through even mean? I think that's the question we're all on a day-to-day base, week-to-week, month-to-month, season-to-season, asking ourselves, what does see things through actually mean?
Right. Well, I mean, as I reported going back to even last year, the one – look, this is a dictatorship. This is Arturas. I mean – people want to point fingers at the Reinsdorfs or Mark Eversley or whoever you want to coaching, whatever you want to point fingers at. The final say on this roster and the way they're doing things is on one man's desk, and that's Arturas. That's why there's so many guys fired, because once you speak your mind, they'll listen to it once, but then you better be quiet. If you continue to speak your mind, you know, that's why a Peter Patton's gone, and that's why Steve Weinman's gone, and the analytics department only has one person in it right now. This is an Arturas philosophy of how this team is going to be built. This is an Arturas philosophy of how they are going to play until mid-April with the pedal down all the way. So see this thing through means the one thing the Reinsdorfs have said is you got us into this situation and it's your job to fix it because we put that trust in you. So he is going to be given the time and the allotted time to fix this. And so, you know, contracts, I think, are coming up for Billy. I think contracts, you know, I think they all have one more year left. Arturas may have two. He may have extended himself one more year. But again, we aren't given that information because the Bulls operate in secrecy in that way, especially with their front office. So, you know, this is where we're at. He's going to be allowed to see this through. I mean, look how long Gar Pax went on. And, it, you know, people think it ended because Jerry somehow got sick of him. That's not how it ended. It ended because Pax got sick of it and went to ownership and said, I think my time is done in this position. So that's how it ended. It didn't end because of billboards and fan outcry. Let me tell you something. Jerry Reinsdorf really doesn't give a damn about fan outcry, media outcry. And the idea that fans somehow can change the Bulls, whether or the White Sox, by not going to games or doing that, Jerry doesn't really care about your attendance. He just doesn't.
Joe, I also want to ask about this. Here are the draft lotteries in Chicago. The draft combine is in Chicago. These are things that what we take seriously. You know, it's some of what honors basketball in this city. Modest Buzelis was the Bulls representative. AK declined comment. We saw guys like Daryl Morey.
Well, that's not 100%. That's not 100% true because he was only going to speak. We were told that morning he's only going to speak if they move up to number one. He never speaks at these. He always sends out. They allow the player that is there and present as their good luck charm, whether it's Julian Phillips or Modest Buzelis, to go ahead and address the media, which again they don't have to do. But so the idea that he was somehow pissed or angry about the outcome or was going to speak and change his mind. He was only going to be given to the media if they hit number one, because obviously that is an organizational seismic change. So the idea that he somehow backed out of time, he only talks 3 to 4 times a year, and this is not an event he talks at.
Okay, because that was there were various reports on how that went down as to whether or not he was commenting. So I appreciate the clarity. What did you think of what Modest had to say?
I mean, Modest, the one thing about Modest, especially if I give Bulls public relations a lot of credit, because when we got Modest as the floppy haired little kind of teenage kid on draft night last year and even into fall camp, I was like, this is going to be rough. And public relations has kind of worked with him to let him just be his own personality and not be gun shy or somehow reserved or kind of watch what you say. And I'd say the second half of the season and even lately, he's become a pretty good interview. He's pretty self-aware. He's pretty introspective. And the thing I like about him, he's just not afraid. I mean, he's just a great starting piece. I don't know if the ceiling is all-star. I don't see an all-star anywhere on this roster. I think he's probably the closest to it because of his two-way ability. But when I think of Modest and what he did, I instantly go to, could you have imagine what that would have teamed up with Cooper Flagg, or could you imagine what that would have teamed up with a Dylan Harper, or worst case scenario, Philadelphia and San Antonio, worst case scenario, they would have fallen to 3 if they would have played that game. Or it's an Ace Bailey or Trey Jones or VJ Edgecombe, whoever you kind of like. I mean, could you then see the excitement that would have been around this franchise? Instead, there is no excitement. One man has killed the entire buzz with this organization and made them irrelevant, and it goes on AK's desk. He has to wear that.
I did appreciate Modest also talking about giving his scouting report on a lot of the players that he knew. Like, that part of it was really good. Like, I was impressed by him as a representative. You know, it's not ideal, but at the same time, he did speak a lot about him being the success story at 11 and then also him talking about who he saw.
Yeah, and that's the thing about him. He's really kind of opened up. And he's, I think, you know, like Lauri Markkanen in his first year or two was really rough. And then he really developed because he has such a dry sense of humor. That kind of came out. And I see Modest as kind of being a go-to guy within a year or two. And I think, you know, the organization has not only developed, I think, him from a talent standpoint. I love the way that Billy's handled him and with the tough love and the short leash and minutes are earned, not given. But, you know, a credit to the Bulls public relations department, because I think they've gone out of their way to understand that he could be the face of this thing, and dealing with the media is an important piece to this.
Well, Joe, I appreciate the time. Marshall does too, of course. We'll call you back when Aaron Rodgers is on the Steelers, because why do I have a feeling that's coming up in a few days?
Thank you so much, Joe.
Oh, it's coming. The schedule's going to be released, and then baby Jesus is coming to Pittsburgh. And he'll still own the Bears
this
year.
Did you just call?
They play, and he'll still own the Bears. Mark it down.
Wow. He just called Aaron Rodgers baby
Jesus. This is Hot Take Tuesday. What a day for Joe Kelly to be on the show. Joe, thank you so much. And I wanted to give you credit. You deserved it after talking me through a very rough day after the Luka trade.
And Nico, we trust.
I'm not going that far, but I appreciate your part in all of this. Joe Kelly from the Sun Times, always entertaining. He was a lot of places last night if you didn't get enough of Joe. Highly recommend just looking up Joe Kelly draft recap, because he was on one, and I appreciate him doing it.
I know somebody who doesn't want to be in Cincinnati anymore.
I know. That just came down, huh?
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, we do. NFL news, Bears schedules, and somebody Bears fans have been very, very talkative about. Are you wish casting over there?
I'm not wish casting. I'm saying let's see if this is a possibility.
Yes, him and Giannis will just come here and everything will be wonderful.
No. Giannis, there's no capital, but for him, they can get him somehow, maybe.
I want to hear this next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Okay, we just got the nicest compliment to the text line. 312, I don't like basketball. I don't follow it, but I always enjoy Joe Cali. I think Joe would even like that compliment.
Why would he not? It's a perfect compliment.
Oh, yeah. And
when,
then I answered him by...
you can get somebody interested in something they don't like.
I answered them by saying that's the nicest compliment, and I meant to put exclamation point, but instead I put question mark.
I need you to correct that so they don't get confused.
Your texters, sorry.
But maybe they're
about
listening,
that.
So.
Wrong punctuation.
Maybe they didn't just listen for Joe Cali and they're listening right now, so they heard you say that.
Well,
I want to remind
people. It was
people,
nice to begin with.
I want to remind people while you're trying to figure out how to autocorrect that in the text line.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Hey, baseball fans, this Friday, May 16th, head to Coombs Corner in Lockport after the game. Enjoy Yingling game day buckets for $12. Score some Yingling swag, plus live music later that night. Don't miss the post party this Friday night at Coombs Corner in Lockport. So that's the one thing. The other thing is people are talking because there's mini camps and OTAs and all kinds of things happening.
And there's a slow leak of the schedule. Perhaps you should get that checked out.
It's a very slow leak of the schedule. But they're talking in Cincinnati. A word I could not spell growing up because I didn't realize it was only one T because my phonics taught me that there would be two T's.
C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I.
Yes, but there are actually there's just one T at the end of Cincinnati. But I know that now, and it's a good thing I knew that because I eventually moved to and lived in Cincinnati. Someone who lives there right now might be trying to get out of there because he says he's not going to come to camp unless he has a new contract. That someone would be defensive end and last year's sacks leader, Trey Hendrickson.
Okay, I thought this saga was over.
Why did you think that? They paid everybody but him. They paid the receivers, but they did not pay him.
Because it kind of went quiet. And in the NFL, that sometimes means it's over. You'll hear people, especially on the Bengals, make a lot of noise at appropriate times. And then it kind of dies down and then things get resolved. That has been how they've done things. See, for example, T. Higgins. But in this case, not the case, per our friend Ben Baby, reporting that Trey Hendrickson said Tuesday he won't play for the Bengals this season under his current contract in an apparent escalation of his dispute with the team.
17 and a half sacks last year. AP, all pro. And also, he's 30 years old. It's the final year of his contract. He's set to earn $15.8 million in base salary. In an appearance on the Pat McAfee show last month, Hendrickson said that he's not seeking to become the NFL's highest paid defensive end.
Oh, yeah? Well, then what are you doing when you have the most sacks and you want to go somewhere?
He just wants a new contract. He's saying in that contract, you don't have to make me the highest paid defensive end. I just want some guaranteed money in my pocket.
I know we've talked about the possibility of Giannis going to the Bulls because we host a sport talk show and that's what we're supposed to do. But the likelihood of that happening is incredibly low. This is higher. To the extent that it's possible, I don't believe so.
So you're doing to me what I did to you when you talked about that basketball player dude in Milwaukee.
I just think in this case, they don't have enough money. The Bears have $10.5 million available under the cap last time I checked. They still need a running back, as I pointed out. You said they still need an edge, as you pointed out.
That's an edge. That's an
edge. They've got to have some money to work with. Robbie Triano is going to get elevated from the practice squad, and they can't be like, hi, we're paying you in orange and blue.
Finally, my chance.
What would you do? Special teams?
Punter. Punter. We need another one of them.
They drafted two already.
I can compete.
Russ Dorsey laughing in the background.
Yeah, but he's an undrafted free agent. He doesn't count against the draft type deal.
No, I'm quarterback. I'm quarterback. I don't know why I put myself up.
But you
still
need some money to work with.
He just wants to hold a clipboard.
You need a few million dollars to just operate the team.
Technically, my name's Robbie, so that's Bob. So we like quarterbacks. I'm a quarterback.
Interesting.
Quarterback Bob? Okay, anyway, forget about quarterback Bob for a moment. You just don't think it'll work because of the flexibility. You don't think they could get some of this money off the books? Restructure? They couldn't?
A lot of people have discussed the possibility that if there is and Ryan Poles did say something about this, if there is some sort of extension of Joe Tooney, how would that restructure everything?
Yeah, he made it sound like that was coming soon, though, right? The Tooney?
He said priority. So that made me indicate that that's sometime between now and the beginning of the season. Is that fair?
Now in the beginning of training camp, I think they want that done before. Although they do some deals during training camp.
Right. You know where he is. You know where he just got traded to.
Because DJ Moore, he signed his deal during Hard Knocks, right? Or was it?
Caleb Williams?
No.
They actually just waited for Hard Knocks. I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. Please tell me you know that joke.
Listen, if you can get Trey Hendrickson, though. Get Trey Hendrickson. He can be a difference maker. I think Dennis Allen would like him.
I can't believe that this is still even a possibility.
Well, the Bengals aren't going to pay him.
No, I understand all of that. I just wasn't aware that this was something that was still on the table. I also want to point out this. I know we talked about it. Bears already have two games that are of national discussion when it comes to Black Friday against the Eagles and then the Packers doubleheader on Fox on week 16. We're already seeing the NFL pay more attention to the Bears on a national scale because of Ben Johnson.
I'll reserve judgment to see how many primetime / national games they actually get, but this is an indication that, yeah, they're getting a little bit more exposure. This version of them seems much more exciting to watch than last year's defense first version of them.
I just need to know what the Titans are going to do to top the last 2 years of schedule release videos.
Oh, they're good. They're good. They're going back to the street. I'm sure they're going back to the streets.
Broadway.
I can see that.
Just when you think that everybody knows about the NFL, watch the videos of the Titans schedule release, and that tells you everything you need to know.
Some of those names they came up with for those logos were, no.
My favorite is still every time they saw the Colts logo, they, oh, that's the Cowboys. That's definitely the Cowboys.
Yeah. Struggle.
Good times.
What did the Bears do for their release video last year?
I don't remember.
Oh, they did the off the TV show on
Was
Hulu.
It Spice Adams in that one?
No, it was the Ferris Bueller. They did like the bit on the school.
Oh, the Ferris Bueller. You're right. You're right. Because it was 2 years ago they did the, what's the name of the show on Hulu? The restaurant
show. The Bear.
Show. The Bear. They did
yes,
the Bear.
They did the Bear. 847, you are correct. Whatever is necessary to win a natty. Cincinnati will now be called Win-to-Natty. You know what? This would never happen on Bears 2. Bears 2 would have signed Trey Hendrickson already.
That's facts. You know why? Because he'd already be on the team because technically that was the old Bengals.
Don't worry about that part.
That's how that works.
Coming up next, I see him. He's sitting in the back of the control room and he is laughing at our ridiculousness. We will continue Hot Take Tuesday. I've got some questions for Russ Dorsey. We'll talk baseball with him as well. He's in studio. That is next. Raheem and Harris on the score.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.